And now, another installment of Platitudes from the Mind of Peggy Platt.
In like a lion. I was a lion once. A Leota Junior High School lion. I am about to hit my 40th high school reunion, so the past is in my foreground these days. My halcyon days. Well, not that peaceful. I was a lion. I roared daily. Hormones and periods, acne and school spirit and concerts and autonomy. Discovering what I liked. I liked Rod Stewart and Creedence Clearwater Revival and feathered bangs and drama class with boys with and boys with red hair and earth shoes and fry boots and boys who are theater and Dirty Harry and Billy Jack. Oh, I liked Billy Jack. There won't be any trumpets blowing come the judgment day, but the bloody morning after. One tin soldier rides away. I'm sorry, Angie, I got carried away.
You said you wanted the theme from The Magnificent Seven. We could have learned One Tin Soldier.
Yeah, no, really, that was perfect. It's just, give it to me later.
Okay,
sorry. Okay, being 13, no transportation, no real money, just a bike and tons of energy. Chutzpah, and the ability to get up and do it again. Had a breakthrough with my therapist the other day. I realized the only thing I really missed about my youth was my ability to roar. That ability to start again without even realizing that my progress had been stopped. When we were toddlers, we're unsteady and we fall and we get back up and we cry and we laugh and we fall again and then we get up and do it again and the pattern continues through our life until we're just too tired to get up and we're dead. Angie, whoa, Angie.
What?
No, but probably not now, because I was talking about babies and death and stuff and just later, I promise. Really quickly. Okay, all right. Junior high school Peggy, the Leota Lion Peggy, was fearless. Old, crippled, bitter, impoverished Peggy, not so much. Which brings me to the theme, in like a lion. When March starts, sure, the weather's harsh, and then it's a lamb, and then we get flowers, blah, blah, blah. But we're also frozen and dormant after winter, and it's hard to get going. And we need to be lions, and we need to roar, and we need to push up those crocus bulbs through the frozen earth and get to the rebirth part. I was watching the Academy Awards ceremony, and when the little girl sang the theme from Moana, and she got smacked in the back of the head by a waving banner, she didn't even flinch. She didn't miss a beat. She just kept singing. And our people have a saying, the show must go on. Dory has a saying, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. So that's my mantra. Just keep living, just keep living. Like Bruce Willis in Die Hard. You know, the bloody feet and no gun. Yippee-ki-yay, mother! You get the idea? So, I'm gonna push through to the next phase of my life like I've fallen and I can get up to roar and to ride into that Mexican village outgunned and now, yeah. And then save those peasants. Now, Angie, no. Yeah. I'm gonna roar and I'm gonna keep getting up to my feet and go to auditions and diet and avoid white sugar and too much gluten and vote my conscience and protest injustice and continue to try to finish the Saturday New York Times crossword puzzle. You know, Sunday's easy, it's Saturday that's the bear.
Peggy Platt!